Today on Press TV, a group of child sex abuse victims in the British town of Rotherham are claiming up to $165,000 each for compensation. This after a shocking report revealed that during a 16-year period, at least 1,400 children in the town were sexually exploited. Humanitarian aid organisation Doctors Without Borders says the international response to West Africa's Ebola outbreak is dangerously inadequate. The aid organisation warned that the situation is more than Ebola outbreak and that the humanitarian crisis is getting worse every day. Top Hamas leader in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, has praised that what he called Gaza's 50 days of resistance. He said Palestinians emerged victorious in Israel's war on Gaza. Haniyeh made the remarks in an address to thousands of Palestinians during a victory rally in Gaza. Pro-Russian fighters in eastern Ukraine have reportedly seized swaths of territory from governed forces. Witnesses say they saw no signs of governed troops south of the city of Donetsk. Western intelligence sources claim that Russian army units were also operating inside the country. Libya's ambassador to the UN has warned the Security Council that the country could descend into a full-scale civil war if heavily armed militias are not disarmed. Ibrahim Debashi said the situation has become more complicated since July 13th, when heavy fighting broke out among militias around the Tripoli airport. Tensions are running high in the Lebanese border town of Arsal near Syria, with reports of skirmishes between troops and militants who have crossed into Lebanon. Arsal was the scene of fierce fighting between the two sides earlier this month before a truce ended days of fighting. Pakistan's embattled Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says he will not cave in to persistent protests in the capital Islamabad demanding his resignation. Thousands of protesters have camped outside Parliament since August 15th. The protest has been held by cleric Tahir al-Qadri and opposition leader Imran Khan. Labour workers in Argentina have gone on a 36-hour strike over increased taxes and low wages. The disgruntled workers have set up major blockades in front of thoroughfares throughout the capital and nearby cities. The protests forced most public offices to shut down in Buenos Aires. There's the latest here on Press TV.